Imagine we have two workers. They're doing the same job in the same industry, but one of them is in the US or France, and the other is in India or China. Those two workers, we know, have vastly different outputs. The output per worker in that same job or same industry in the US or France is 4 times what it is in India or China. What if we brought the output per worker for that worker in India or China up to what it is for the US or French counterpart? What would that mean for the life of that worker, for the performance of that firm, for the growth of the country? What role does the physical work environment, so for example, the temperature at which a worker works in their factory, what role does that play in this output gap? What can the firm do to close that gap, to solve this problem of the physical work environment? We look at the relationship exactly between this temperature and productivity in garment manufacturing firms in India. While documenting this relationship between temperature and output per worker, we stumbled upon this intervention that the firm had undertaken to change its lighting system to a more energy efficient lighting system in kind of a staggered way across its many factories. A more energy efficient lighting system actually also dissipates less heat, to the point that the full change in lighting in a factory reduces the ambient temperature on that factory floor by as much as 2.5 degrees Celsius. So the nice thing about this intervention was that the firm rolled it out in this kind of seemingly random way across its many factories. So we're able to compare the same factory before and after it's had its lighting changed, and compare also factories that have had their lighting changed to other factories that are very similar that have not yet had their lighting changed. So now the only thing that's different in addition to this lighting is the temperature that's prevailing on the factory floor. What we find is that this reduction of about 2.5 degrees Celsius on the factory floor is enough to cause a massive improvement in the output per worker. So much so that the gains from the output per worker are 5 times any energy cost savings you're getting from the efficient lighting. So what this means is 2 important things. One, the firm should really be caring about the environment in which its workers are working. And improving that not only would improve the welfare of the worker, but will actually improve the profits of the firm. The second thing is that when the firm decides to adopt energy-efficient technologies, it shouldn't just be thinking about its cost savings. It needs to be thinking about these positive additional benefits it's getting via output. If we can get firms to consider these types of impacts on output per worker, we can really convince them to adopt these types of technologies, improve the work environment in which its workers are working, therefore make workers better off, firms more profitable, and it could have spillovers for the industry and even the country.